Okay, well, that's seamanship. We'll go through the taste. Oh. Okay, let's begin. Okay, want to begin with yesterday, the end of Shir, we discussed the kasha of Avodah Hashem, and we had four answers. Pnei Yeshua's kasha in Ksubas Adap Yud Beis that said, what on earth is the institution of Simonin? If you all like the opinion that says Bar Vishem Bar Yadid, the fellow who owns the Aveda comes and says it's mine. Why do you need Simonim? Bar Vishem, the fellow who found the Aveda, doesn't know he's a Shema. And even according to the day that says Bar Vishem Alav Bar Yadid, we say, why is that so? Because it's a what? Why do you say Bar Vishem Alav Bar Yadid according to that day? Because it's a what? Cheskis Momo. The guy who's a Shema is a Cheskis Momo. Motsi Mecha Ramallah Lavi Raya. By Hashavas Aveda, the Motzi Aveda, does he have a Cheskis Momen? No. So therefore we have four answers. I want to add a fifth answer. The Rav Scheinberg also himself writes, and that is the following. There's a principle called Mishane Dibure, meaning that subconsciously a person, we're not close to the guy's a liar, but in Omer Kufka Falaf he writes, many times there might be a situation called Mishane Dibure. What does Bishane Dibure mean? It means that he kind of subconsciously changes his words, and he thinks that he's a what? He thinks that he's telling the truth. Bishane Dibure. He thinks that he's telling the truth, when in essence he's really what? When in essence he's really lying. He tells himself that he's telling the truth. And therefore, in such a situation, when you come to a lost object, it is very, very possible that a person might lie to himself and think he's telling the truth. And therefore, since he might lie to himself and think he's telling the truth, well, what's going to happen is that what? He's going to lie and say, it's my object. Subconsciously kind of lie. We're not saying she's a chakran, but he might subconsciously tell himself that he's telling the truth. And therefore, we are concerned about that. Therefore, there's a need to be what? There's a need to have simon. Lachain, yeshora, there is a tzorach of simon. Okay? And he proves this, Rav Scheinberg. I want you to get this because the Talmud Chacham is Tvius Ayin. But Talmud Chacham is more right upon the Tzia. Talmud Chacham is Tvius Ayin alone. What does Tvius Ayin mean? So Talmud Chacham lost the lost object. He can say to the fellow that found it, please show it to me. And with a cast of an eye and say, that's mine, we believe him. So you see that that's the concept. Because you're not closer to the Talmud Chacham is Mishani Dibure, we assume he'll never lie to himself or subconsciously lie. Therefore, there is the category of Tvius Yayin, which is good for Talmud Chacham. A regular guy don't have Tvius Yayin. That's the look. A regular guy that comes forward, you don't show him the thing. He's got to offer some money. Talmud Chacham that goes forward, you show it to him, and he's good to a Tvius Yayin. So that's what Scheinberg wants to say. Don't ask me a kasha Bari Vashem Bari Yadid, or even Bari Vashem Allah Bari, because it has this mamon. Well, when it comes to what? When it comes to Aveda, there is no what? Cheskis Momon. What's the answer? The answer is a bar is not enough because we're afraid of Mishane Dibure. And therefore you need some money to bolster yourself to make sure that what? To make sure that you're telling the truth and that it's good. And the Raya Brua that you're dealing with that theme of Mishane Dibure is the notion that Talmud Chacham is good with Tvius Ayin. But you're not cautious for that element of Mishane Dibure by the Talmud Chacham. That's the fifth answer that we wanted to give. That's if Scheinberg says himself. So please get that. Okay. This brings us now to the Taisis. We left off with the Taisis. Let's see it inside. There's a lot we have to see. Okay? Let's get it clear. Okay? Let's see the Taisis. All right, let's review in our minds now the following. The Gemara had said, oh, let's get the following. Okay, I want to add these few points. Eitan pointed out as well. A few other fellows pointed out in Seder. Please get it. Rav Yosef said that what? Yerushalom was what? Is not Kona. What's Rabbi Shita? Yerush is Kona, but he had a suffix where the works what? The Raisa the Rabbana. Correct. With that in mind, we had a kasha on Samach Vavim and Beis. What was the kasha on Samach Vavim and Beis? Kasha was on Rav Yosef, that Mishnah Kalim, which seemingly implied that Yerushalom was Kona. What was the Gemara's answer? Kitzvin, the Yedid HaMaisa, which we said was a Maisa Zuta plus Yeish, correct? Oh. Then the Gemara said, but what? Itzpah, Itzba, not kitzin, similar word, kitzin, itzba. Itzba doesn't need a vaisa. So Gemara says the kasher was after Rav Yosef for 22 years and he became the Rosh Yeshiva, gave an answer. Rav Yaakov Emdin, plus the fact, this is what Eitan, what Rav Yaakov Emdin has to hear, so plus the rabbinic appearance has to hear, says, well, I noticed this morning. Please get this down. It was not kasher barabba li Rav Yosef, it was vid Rav Yosef. You change the lamed to above, what does that mean? The kasher was not just on who? Rav Yosef, but also on Rabba. How is it on Rabba? How is it a kasher on Rabba? Rabba holds Yerush is kinda. Then this Mishnah shows Yerush kinda. Why? Rabba was unsure whether it was the Yerush or the Rabbanan. This Mishnah slam dunked that it's what? The Yerush. So get that down. Who asked me to share? Mike, did you ask me to say, how does it slam dunk? Because it's Tumah. If it affects Tumah, it's got to be the Yerush. I think someone, how do you see from this Mishnah the Yerush? Because it's Tumah, it's Caleb. So obviously it's the Yerush. So get that down. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Yerush, and also the Rabbanan parents' rights. That this kasher was not just a kasher on Rav Yosef, it was a kasher on Rav as well. Okay? Oh, fine. What was the Gemara's answer? Let's get it, please. Please get this. What's the Gemara's answer? No, come on. Let's get it. Shinui Hashem. It was not just a case of what? Yeush plus... It was not just a case of what? Yeush. What was it? It was what? Yeush plus Shinui Hashem. Please get down now. Machloek is Tosin the Rashba. What's the answer to the Gemara? What does Tosin say on the bottom of our Amud? Let's keep it clear, because our Tosin, and we're going to see today, Mishim, the Goan says, argues. What does Tosin on the bottom of the Amud? Yeush plus Shinui Hashem is what? Konan. That's the pshat in the Mishnah, what? By Kitzin. Okay? By Kitzin. Not Kitzin, but what? Itzba. By Itzba. Okay? Confuse the words. What did the Rashba say on the dot? I wanted you to see this morning. Dibra Maska what? Upirka? What's the Rashba's Girsa? What's the Rashba's Girsa? Not Girsa, but what's his shot in the Gemara? Shinui Hashem on its own is enough. Without Yeish. If I ask you, which is the simplest shot in the Gemara? Rashba or Tosis, what would you say? Rashba says Shinui Maizis to Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is Shinui Maisa. Shinui Maisa works on its own if it's a Maisa Rabba. So the Rashba says Shinui Hashem on its own is Kona Bli Yeish. Tosfos says no. You need Shinui Hashem plus Yeish to be Kona. Machlokes is Tosfos and Rashba. Get down, I didn't mention yesterday, the Rashba sows for himself in the Tshuvas. The notes on the bottom, the Rashba points this out, and also the Yisra Bracha pointed this out as well. The Rashba in the Tshuvas holds like a Tosfos. Where's the Rashba? Chelik Aleph, Simin Tuf Kuf Samaches. 868 in the Chugas. No, 906. Tough Kuf Samaches. 968 in the Chugas. The Chelik Aleph, the Rashba writes like our Tosfos that Yeush plus Shinui Hashem is Kona. Shinui Hashem on its own is not good enough. And the notes in the Rashba, he points it out as well. Okay, this is the in the Rashba. But let's go with the Rashba that we have on the dot that I want you to see. The Feirush like this. Okay, the Feirush like this. Fine. So we have this din. Even though we said the Rashba and the Tshuvas, same exact one, holds its only Kona with Yeish. Okay? We have a Machlokes. Oh. Now we go to the Kasha of the Gemara, Marish. Gemara brings in a Mishnah Gittin. What does the Mishnah Gittin tell me, Chaim? That what? The only reason if I steal a beam and make it into a building that I have to return it is because why? Takana Shashavit. Mashma without Takana Shashavit, am I Kona?
No.
No. What's the kasha of the Gemara according to the Rashba? It's very smooth according to the Rashba in the Chidushim. Why? Rav Yosef learned that what? Shinui Hashem on its own is Kona. This is a Shinui Hashem, and what is the Mishnah saying getting? Is it Kona? No, only because it's Kona Sheshavim is it Kona. So according to the Rashba, please get this down. According to the Rashba, the kasha is very smooth. Gemara asks them, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, we answer for you that Shinui Hashem alone is what? Shinui Hashem alone is Kona. The Mishnah Gittin implies that Shinui Hashem alone is not Kona. You need Takana Sheshavim to be Kona. And for that matter, the Kasha is not just on who? For that matter, the Kasha is not just on. Rabbi Peretz says the same thing. The Rashba says the same thing. Like you said, Eitan, that the Kasha was on Rav as well. The Kasha is on Rav and Rav Yosef. Okay? The Kasha is on Rav and Rav Yosef. What the Rav Yaakov Emden points out is found in the Rishonim, or in appearance in the Rashi. Okay, please get that. Very interesting. When Achra makes a Hara, then we find that in the Rishonim. It's rooted in the Rishonim as well. So Frekta Kasha, Gemara has a great Kasha. No, it's very smooth according to the Rashi. What's the Gemara's answer according to the Rashi? That it's not Shinu Hashem. It was no Shinu Hashem. It was called a beam. It's always known as a beam. Even in the ceiling, it's known as a beam. And what's the other answer in the Gemara of Zaira that says what? What? That Shinui Hashem, that is Chozel B'Yasso, is not what? It's not a Shinui. Excellent, guys. Okay, so you got the Gemara smooth according to the Rashi. Yes? Fits beautifully. Oh, let's see Tosis now. Okay? First, one second. I want to see Tosis, okay? Let's see Tosis. What does Tosis say in the first line? Let's see the top line of the Tosis, okay? Jeremy, go ahead. Tosis, go ahead. Top line. Dibra Maskel, go ahead. Oh, what was Tosis Borborni? What is the Kasha of these Borborni? Foreshadowing. What's he bothered by? Rav Yosef himself says that Shinu Hashem is what? Is that Shinu, according to Tosus, was she Tosso, the bottom Tosus? Is Shinu Hashem alone enough?
Yeah.
No. So Rav Yosef says for sure it's not Kona. So obviously you need to come on to Kona Sashav. So what was the Kasha to Gemara? Rav Yosef fits beautifully with the Mishnah getting. All there is Shinu Hashem in that Mishnah. If all there is Shinu Hashem in that Mishnah, obviously you're not Kona, therefore you have to come on to Kona Sashav. So what does Tosus quickly answer, Jeremy? That the case is there was Ish. There was Yerush plus Shinu Hashem, therefore it's Kona, and it's Noam. And David said, therefore, why does the Mishnah have to come on to the Kona Hashavim? It should be what? Should be sufficient enough with Yerush and Shinu Hashem alone. That's what Tosis is implying and answering in that one line. And as Eitan and Daniel were saying, yes, we have to assume when you put a board in the ceiling that a guy is what? Miyayish. Yes, that's what we're assuming. And it's not so crazy. If someone steals a beaver nest, he's making a building already, forget about it. I'm Mr. Stoma going to show the spear. I won't know which one it is. Forget it. I don't want to get involved with it. You can certainly surmise that. Oh, excellent. Please get that line. Go ahead, Jeremy. Let's go, Vim Toymar. Oh, what's the Kasha? We know this is a Kasha in Rav Yosef, the continuation of the Gemara. But Adarabba, what does Rabba hold? That Yehush alone is Kona. So therefore, what if Yehush alone is Kona? And we're talking about a case we just proved. That what? That the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about Yehush, so Yehush alone is enough. So for sure this is a Kasha and Rabba as well. Does everyone have that point? Once Tosis is established, the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about an element of Yehush, Yosef Chaim, you follow me? Then this Kasha could also be a Kasha according to who? According to Rav as well. Now we said from the very outset of the Shirk, on the Rav, of course the Kasha is on both. Based on that Gitzel of both the Rav Yaakov Emden and the Rav Appears. It was both. That for sure. But Tosef is assuming that what the Kasha is only according to Rav Yosef. Now he wakes up and says, now that I've established the Mishnah Torah on Yosef as well, Kasha is on Rav as well. You got me? Excellent, guys. Let's go. Now flesh it out, he says. What's the terrors of the Gemara? It says that Shinu Hashem. There's no Shinu Hashem. It already was on there. How is that an answer? What does that imply? What does that imply? What does the Mishnah imply? That what? That Yehush alone is not Kona. That the only thing that what would have clinched the deal was what? Was the Shinu Hashem. Maybe Yehush plus Shinu Hashem. But here it's no Shinu Hashem. According to Rabbi Yehush alone works. Whether it's the rice or the rabbanu, we know it works, so why do you have to come on the Kanas HaShavim? So according to the answer of the Gemara, it's still Shmir and Rabbah. Once Tosis said the Mishnah talk about Yehush, therefore that opens the door to the Kasha, not just on Rav Yosef, it's also Rabbah. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is only good Teretz according to Rav Yosef. Not a good Teretz according to Rabbah. So he's in a quagmire basis. See the different steps? It comes out beautiful. When you had a shot, unbelievable. Shot in Tosis. Yaakov, you got me? Oh, go ahead, Jeremy. Vinira. Oh, he backs out of the whole thing. The Mishnah Gittin is not talking about Yehush. Therefore, the Kash is only on who? Only on Rav Yosef. Mamish against the Rashba and Shah. Rashba said the Kash was on both. According to this answer, Tosh, he says, I'm sorry. The cash is only in Rav Yosef. Go ahead. If you hold that Shinu Hashem is nothing, then what? Then what? What are you going to say? That even with Yeush, it's what? It's a nothing, correct? Then if you're going to say Shinu Hashem is a nothing, then it makes sense. That what? It's not yours unless it was what? Takanas what? Hashavim. Ela Iyamras. But if you hold that what? But if you hold that what? That Shinu Hashem Katan with Yeush is Kona, then what are you going to say? So then in a Shinu Hashem Gadol, like a Marish case, which is a Shinu Hashem Gadol, go ahead. Therefore what? He hide a Marish case, Yeush slowly close with the Asmo. Exactly. And therefore the Kasha is a great Kasha. So you got it? What's the Kasha? What is Tosa saying? That the Mishnah is not talking about Yeush, the Kasha is only in Rav Yosef. What is it? How does Tosa set it up? If Shinu Hashem Katan with Yeush is not Kona, then I understand the Mishnah getting it's beautiful. Shapir. That is the commandment that comes to Shavim to acquire. But if I hold that Shinu Hashem, but if I hold that what? Shinu Hashem Katan with Yeush is Kona, how much more so Shinu Hashem Gadol Marish should what? Should be Kona. How much more so Shinu Hashem Gadol should be Kona? Okay? By itself, without any what? Without any what? Yeush. Go ahead, Jeremy. Kawat? Yeah, like we learned in Samach in the day. Shinu Hashem and its Achashiv on its own is Kona, the Parach. Ah, so what is Tosos' answer? Let's get it down. This is the first answer. That the Kasha of the Gemara was only in Rav Yosef, and he develops these two themes, or these two levels. Shinu Hashem Katan, Shinu Hashem Katan, and Shinu Hashem Gadol. Shinu Hashem Gadol is Kona B'li Yeush, he writes. Shinu Hashem Katan, in Yeush it depends. Well, he's going to say, he says, Kona. He says if it would be Kona, then the Mishnah Gittin would make sense. But if it's Kona, right, then it's good. So it's very interesting here, no? What did Tosa say in the bottom of Samech Hamad Beis? Someone tell me, please. Let's get it. What did Tosa say in the bottom of Samech Hamad Beis? What did he say? Someone tell me. What did he say in the bottom of Samech Hamad Beis? Shinu Hashem by itself is not good. You need Yeush. How does that square with this first Teretz of Tosos? This is Teretz Rishon. So in order to square it with Tosos meant that Shinu Hashem with Yeush is Kona, what did he mean? He meant Shinu Katan. Get that down. That first Teretz of Tosos, you'll have to reinterpret what Tosos meant in Samech Hamad Beis, meant when he said Shinu Hashem with Yeush is Kona, it meant Shinu Hashem Katan. Okay? Yes? That's clear. You'll have to say it like that. Okay? That's what I thought to say, and I saw later in other Achronim, they say the same thing. In order to square the two together. Okay? In order to square the two together. Oh. Let me ask you now. One sec, Donnie. Okay? One second. What is a Shinu Hashem Katan and a Shinu Hashem Gadol? Any suggestions what that means? We read the Tosafot. What does it mean? Go ahead, Yossi. That's what you want to say it means. Could be. Could be. What does Tosa say in Sukkah and Dachlamen Amud Beis? I want you to see. Let's see. Let's get it. Let's see what he says. Tosa in Sukkah and Lamen Amud Beis writes, Dirumaskim L'Knuya, that Shinu Hashem is Kona Labad without Yeish. Like Shinu Yimaisa. But Shinu Hashem that's Chozer is not Kona without Yeish. Do we have that? Nochabal, Tosin Sukkah Daflam, it says, Shinu Hashem is Kona Labad, B'li Yeush, like Shinu Yimaisa. But Shinu Hashem, that's Chozer, temporary Shinu Hashem, is not Kona without Yeush. It needs a combination. And Tosus says that only Shinu, please get this, Tosus continues and says that only Shinui Hashem HaChozer is Kona with Yeish. But Shinui Maisa HaChozer is not Kona with Yeish. Do we have that? Again, Nachamol. Shinui Hashem Levad without Yeish is Kona with the Shinui Maisa. If it's a permanent one. Shinui Hashem that's temporary HaChozer is not Kona without Yeish. Then Tosos goes on to say in Sukkah that a Shinui Hashem that is Chozer with Yeush is Kona, but Shinui HaMaisa that is Chozer even with Yeush is not Kona. And the Truma Sakri and Simon Shinun Gimel Sifkon Gimel says why? Why is Shinui Hashem even better than what? Stronger than Shinui HaMaisa? Yes? What's the answer? Says the Truma Sakri, because Shinui HaMaisa that is temporary is bogus. It's not complete. It's not a Shinui at all. But Shinui Hashem that's temporary calls mine and has it what? Yossi, been changed back to its original name, is called a what? A change. So that's what Tosus writes in Sukkah and Dachlamen of Beis. If you would ask me what Shinui Gadol, Shinui Katan is, I would agree with you based on the Tosus in Sukkah and Dachlamen. That's what I would say. Okay, and to square our Tosfos together with that Tosus of Beis, I would say that when he said, when Tosus said Shinui, when he said that Shinui shame is good with Yeush, what type of Shinui shame? Shinui Katan, correct. Oh, just want to point out to you though, Rav Shurkin said a different shot of what the definition of Shinui Gadol, Shinui Katan is. Rav Shurkin pointed out, and we got the smarter the Tosfos in Sukkah, makes sense. A Shinui Maisa that's temporary, it's not a Maisa, because it's a temporary. But a Shinui Shem Kol Zman hasn't changed, it still hasn't changed. You're the smarter. No? I mean, you could say, but it's the name. See, a mice is weak if you know it can always go back. Whereas the name, Kolzmeiner, hasn't changed. It's a change. No? You hear that, smart. But Rav Shurkin wants to say Pshat and Artos is different. Please get it. Thought it was an interesting Kiddush. Very interesting. And he wants to say like this. Please get it. He wants to say a Shinui Gadol is a Shinui that's done what? That's a Shinui Memela. A Shinui Gadol is a Shinui Memela. Shinui Gadol is a Shinui Memela. That's what he wants to say. And a Shinui Katan is a Shinui that you did what? Through a Maisa. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. Does that make sense to you?
No.
I would have thought the opposite. We had earlier, a few weeks ago, what was Shittas Rashi? That only a Shinui that's a Maisa V'Adayim is a Kir Kinyan, Shinui Memela wasn't. We had a place where we're going to argue. But you see just from that Rashi that way. He wants to say nothing. I want to explain to you this far. You know what he says? It's interesting. He wants to say that a Shinui Memela shows that it's Konan. It happened on its own, so it shows it's strong. Shinui Katan, if it has to do a Maisa, it's a Shimon that's not a real Shinui. It's a Shimon that's not a real Shinui. And therefore it needs the assistance of what? Yeush. Shinui Gadol, is a Shinui Memela. Shinui Katan is a Shinui what? With Maisa Yadayim. It's an interesting shot, no? It was a Maisa. Because if it's a real Shinui, it's such a good Shinui, it can happen on its own. If you have to do a Maisa, that minimizes it. And therefore it needs the assistance of what? It needs what? Sari Kam Kain Yeish. It needs Mamishin. You hear the shot? That's what he wants to suggest. Therefore, the pshat in the Gemara is if you have a Yeush with the Shinui Katan, it gets the job done. You have a Shinui Gadol, it doesn't need Yeush. And therefore, that's the kasha of the Gemara. It's on Rav Yosef only, and that's the pshat by Marsh. Kasha is on Rav Yosef, and it's only on what? It's only on Marsh. I mean, it's only on Rav Yosef from Marsh, because there's no Yeush at all. Because Marsh is an example where what? What is Marsh an example of? Where it's a Shinui Gadol that can stand on its own. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out what here in the Tosfos. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here in the Tosfos. That's the Pshat. Okay? Oh. Fine. The Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Yeah, real quick, Don.
How does Tosfos explain the fact that a Shinui Gadol, you can be learning out from the fact that a Shinui Gadol with Yehush is Kona, that a Shinui Gadol without Yehush?
Right.
How does that make any sense? Yehush could be the key factor without Yehush.
No, it's not. That's what we're saying. We're going to get to it with the second there to Tosfos. But the key factor is the fact that it's a Shinui. The fact that it's a shinui. So if the shinui gadol, it happens on its own. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to get it away from the original bialim. So if it happens mamela, it's a shinui gomer. It gets it automatically away from the original bialim. That's what Shurkin explains. If it's a shinui katan, which means that what? You did a maisa, that shows that what? That it's very attached to the original owner. So you need yeush plus a real maisa to get rid of it from the original guy. That's the hesbro that he wants to say. That's the hesbro that he wants to say. That's the chiddush he wants to say. You could say, like you said, Yossi, that's Tyson Sukkah, but it's not our Tyson. So you want to say that our Tyson is a different shot. And I'm pointing out it's counterintuitive because Rashi earlier said a shinu might say a dime is good, a son of Bubba, but a shinu mail is not good. Here, in this structure, in this construct, he's saying that a shinu mail is even starker. Because it gets it away from the original God. That's what he wants to say. It gets it away from the original God. You're right. I agree with you. Well said. We're dealing with Shinui Hashem here. Earlier, Rashi was dealing with Shinui Maisa. I agree with you. But I'm just pointing out, in the realm of Shinui Mamela, in Shinui Maisa, Rashi said, Yadayim is stronger than what? Yadayim is stronger than the Mamela. In the realm of Shinui Hashem, we're saying the opposite. Okay? Which the truth of the matter is makes sense, the postus is, right? Because Shinui Hashem is all titled. It's all titles. It happens automatically. That means it's stark. You had to cause it. Maybe it shows that what? You need something to get over the hill. You need Yehush as well. So it's an interesting swarm. Real quick, time.
How is
Marish going to be a case of Shinui Mela? Well, let's plug it in. This case of Marish is what? You didn't do anything, Lemaisa, in that case. There's why is that going to be like that, you mean?
If he's saying that Shinui Gadol is Shinui Mamela, and our case of Marish is Shinui Gadol, how is the Marish Shinui Mamela?
Well, what's the Shinui Shem Katan? It originally was a hide, and now it's a what? And now it's a tray. Right? That's a Shinui that you did. That's a Shinui that you did. Right? The Shinui Gadol is considered to be different. So you're saying, how is it considered to be what? The Shinui Gomer.
Because you just put it somewhere, you're not changing
it. It's not like you did a Maisa to it, you put it in a different place. Okay, I hear you.
I would be no Shinui Maisa at all.
I understand, but you're not doing something to the actual Chefs itself.
How do you ever have a Shinui Maisa?
Well, you're not actually doing a Maisa to the thing itself. That's the pshat. That's the pshat you have to say. All right, I hear you. No, it is. You're putting it together with other things. All right, we'll see in the second day in Tosfos. Okay? Interesting. It's a good point you're saying. Let's see what we get the second shot of Tosfos. Nonetheless, that's what he wants to explain the shot is. Okay? Not bad. I hear you're asking. It's a good kasha. But the posh decision, not really changing the thing. When you do a meiser, when you take a high, you make it into a tray. Are you really doing that with a beam? You're not really doing it. It's positioning. No, the truth is you're not cutting it up.
You're putting it in.
I think that's what Shurkin means. It's a good point. You're saying, think about it more. You're not really doing mice on the chatzah. It's kind of like the mela. Is it like cleaving us aisle? I grant you it's not. But look what Tosa says. Jeremy, read that again. He says, Shinu Hashem Golo ki hai de morish yesh lo liknoso bifnei atzmo. Right? It's a Shinui Gomer. He's putting Marish together with what, Jeremy? Plan Ayo. Now the truth is, Yossi, let me ask you a question. Plan Ayo is permanent, right? Is Marish really permanent? It's not permanent either. So your Tosis and Sukkah, I'm not so sure about that definition. You follow me? I'm not so sure about that definition. Where do I want to explain the Mela that it's Mela not doing a Maisa? Okay, that's the first terrace.
That's one of the
terrace. I understand, but if you want to define Gadol and Katan like Yossi wanted to say in place in Sukkah, you cannot lump Marish together with what? With Kli and Ayah, correct? Kli and Ayah is permanent.
That's what is going to the Maskan of the Gemara.
What'd you say? Well, but that was the Gemara's answer. That was Reb Zeir's answer. It is Chosel of Briyasel, though. That was Reb Zeir's answer, right? So it's not so hard.
It doesn't seem like a normal
case of Reb Zeir. I don't know. The Gemara says it's Chiddush. Yeah, real quick, Mark, and then we gotta go to the second answer. Yeah, go ahead. Therefore what?
Therefore
now
stronger
anyway, so maybe it is. Right, no, is that maybe it's not anymore than the God. But Reb Zeira said it was. Reb Zeira says it is Kozel Biyos, that's his answer. But nonetheless, that's what Reb Zeira said it isn't. Reb Zeira gave that answer. It's a good point you're saying, but I'm saying, you know what I think you're smarter might fit into what Reb Shurkin's saying. It's karka, it's mimela. It's a mimela, you're just positioning. But it's stronger in a sense because it became karka. It becomes part of the house. We didn't do anything on the chefs itself. Okay, nonetheless, that's the shot we want. Please get those down. Excellent, everyone's on the ball. That's the questions you could ask. Absolutely. That you see that the Tosus lumps them together, Yossi's Tosus and Sukkah, really doesn't fit both Shukkah. Fit Marish and fit what? Fit the case of what? Fit the case of believing that style. Our suggestion might, with times difficult, but we're answering, I don't think it's so difficult. It is Mimela. You're just positioning. Go ahead, Jeremy. Second tier. Let's go. Go ahead. Please get this down. What's the second terrace? What's the second terrace of Tosus? There are no degradations, God will cut. Chol Mokum Shinu Hashem works on its own. Go ahead. Below Yesh. Lekach. So now he says, before you go on, what does he say in the second terrace? I'm writing down. This is terrace Rishon. Terrace Shani. What's terrace Shani? Shinu Hashem is Lamad Konan. Believe Yeush. What's that smack against?
Previous Tosos.
Excellent. Who points this out? The Vilna Gaon. The Bir Agro and Choshen Mishput in Simen Shinun Gimel Sifkat and Chas writes that our Tosos Lamaisa is Soser and is Choser Bo from the previous Tosos. Our Tosos is the Shinu Hashem alone is enough in the second Teretz. And in the previous Tosfos, he said that Shinu Hashem needed Yehush. Okay? So this is clear. This is clear, Poshut. That's what the Gaon points out. Oh! Okay. Now, what's he bothered by now, Jeremy? If, in fact, the Teretz Sheni is that Shinu Hashem Levad is Kona, see, we were able to square the first Teretz with the previous Tosfos, not this answer. Right? Oh. Now, what's he bothered by? What does the Mishnah say in the Sechus Kalim? In the middle of Samach Bavim and Beis, it was quoted, what did it say? It said it depended on Yehush. It said, Mipnei, Lefish Lo Nishayishu Abaylin. If Shinu Hashem alone is enough, how do you read the Mishnah? No? How do you read the Mishnah in Kalim? The Mishnah says, Beferish Lefish Lo Nishayishu Abaylin. Go ahead, Jeremy. Lav Mishum De Kinyan. It's not because of Kinyan and Yehush. Excellent, go ahead. Did Kinyan have him Ishum what? Excellent, it's because Shinu Hashem. So why do you need Yehush? Go ahead. It's just to allow the Yichud of the Ganav to make it into a tray. Zeim, go ahead. In other words, Yehush removes an impediment. But the real Kinyan is what? What's the real Kenyan? Shinu Hashem. Go ahead. Right, by Hektish also you need Yehush. But the real Kenyan is what? The real Kenyan is the Shinu Rishus. Go ahead. The Chayin. Oh, excellent. So how does he read the Mishnah in Kalim? When it says Yehush, it's not because of Yehush. Yehush removes an impediment that allows Shinu Hashem to work. Tosfos holds Shinu Hashem on its own is a good kinyan. Either Mishnah Kalim, Yehush is just to remove an impediment that allows you to work. Remember we were breaking our heads on Samach Bavim and Beis and Shir? Tosfos said Yehush and Shir is just by Hektish. You have the Kasha. What's the answer now if you read that Tosfos in light of the Tosfos in the Maskan of the Gemara? Really, what's the clinching kinyan? Really, you're Shinu Hashem. Yehush just removes an impediment. Go ahead, finish it up, Jeremy. Excellent. Aval. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, what does Tosfos clinch it with? Morish and Plev and Nasa idol, does it need Yeush?
No.
No. Why does it not need Yeush? Because why? Shinu Hashem is enough on its own. Enough on its own. And since it's enough on its own, you don't need what? You don't need to have Yeush over there. Why is it enough on its own over there? Someone tell me, Tosus doesn't say. Why are those two enough? Because those are what? There, there's a Maisa. There, there's a Maisa. Legabi Oros, is it a Maisa? All it is a Yichu. By the case of the leather, all you're doing is Miyachid it. All there is a Yichud. And therefore, if the Goslin is not the Bailin, you need Yehush to help out to allow the Machshava to work for the Shinu Hashem. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Flood the Nasa Isle. Where's the Maisa?
What do you mean? It's a Maisa on its own. It became mature. You don't have to do the Maisa as long as there's a Maisa. Who says you have to do it? There's a Maisa. Eimcha Maisa can only do it. It now became an aisle.
Not a Maisa.
Same thing with the Marish. The Marish had a Maisa. That doesn't mean you have to do an action. You don't have to do an action.
By Hekdash
is not. No, this answer is not going with Gadol and Katan. This answer is saying that a Shinu Hashem on its own is Konan. Yehush is just used to get rid of an impediment. When is Shinu Hashem alone enough and you don't need Yehush? There are two cases where you don't need Yehush. What are the two cases? Marish. Because Marish is a Maisa. To leave an Asayah is a Maisa. You didn't do the Maisa, but it happened. Doesn't make a difference. Therefore, there's no need to have Yehush. That's what Shinu Hashem is.
Hekdash is a Maisa.
No. We're answering by the case of Kalim. All you need is a Yichu. All you need is a Yichu. That was the case. You need to be Yachid.
What about the case of Karbano? Same thing. There's a Maisa also.
No, the Maskana Sagamar over there, that it was already Kodesh. There was no Maisa. You stole that after it was Kodesh. Karbano Golgotha was the Maskana Sagamar. So please get this. The second parent is saying that Shinu Hashem on its own is Konah Yehush. When do you need Yehush for? You need Yehush to get rid of impediments. You need Yehush to get rid of an impediment. And what's the impediment you need to get rid of it? By the case of the Kalim. But there are cases where you don't need any Yehush. When there is a Maisa. Doesn't mean you have to do the Maisa. Marsh, there's a Maisa. Cleveland Asel, there's a Maisa. There's no requirement to have an impediment. There's no requirement to have an impediment. However, when you deal with something that's just Yichud, there is no what? You need a Yehush in order to allow the Machshava of the Gazlan to be the Shinu Hashem. Now let me ask you. Why is a Machshava alone help after Yehush? Yehush alone is not Kona according to Rav Yosef, right? Yehush alone is not Kona. So how on earth does Yehush allow the Machshava to be good? How does Yehush allow or remove any impediments? According to Rav Yosef, Yehush alone does not work. What's the answer? Please get this. The Pneushu explains, he says, get the Vyodom Boin Kachas. He says, get the Vyodom Boin Kachas. And he says that Shinu Hashem after Yehush is like what? Any Yehush and Shinu Rishus. That's Pshita that it's Kona. Yehush and Shinu Rishus come together. Get the Vyodom Boin Kachas. So too Yehush and Shinu Hashem get together. You understand? It's not that you have Yehush first and what? It removes an impediment. And then you allow Shinu Hashem to come into play. Rav Yosef says Yehush alone doesn't work. The answer is they come together. So since they come together, we're allowed to what? We're allowed that Yehush to allow move the impediment, and at the same time, the kinyan of Shinu Hashem comes into play. Now, why is that a little bit difficult? No, because why should you need Yehush? Exactly. Why should you need Yehush? Let the Shinui and the Kinnon come together at the same time. Why should you need Yehush at all? Why should you need Yehush at all to remove any impediment? You want to tell me, get the Yonah Moin Kachas? But Tosfos already said here, what? Why should you need Yehush? Why should you need Yehush? Let Tosfos say the Shinui Hashem Laban is kind of. So why don't you say the Kinnon and the Shinui Hashem happen together? Why should you need it all but what? Why should you need it all to say what? To say that there's Yehush. What's the answer why you need to say Yehush? Please get this. We mentioned this before. The Stiper mentions the following Svara. You need Yehush to weaken the Kinyan of the original Bailim. Once you have Yehush to weaken the Kinyan of the original Bailim, then you have Kinyan Exela for the Gazlan, and therefore, Once you have Kinyan Exhalim for the Gazlan, the Machshava of the Gazlan is enough to what? Is enough to create Shinui Shem. That's the Svar. That's the Svar. Please get this. In other words, you ask yourselves the following. According to Yosef Yehush, it doesn't work. So how does Yehush get anything accomplished to allow what? To remove an impediment for Shinui Shem to work. So one answer I'll say maybe Gita Vyono Bayim Kachas. It's just like Yehush and Shinui Yehush come together, Yehush and Shinui Yehush come together. But as Daniel said, but Tosa said you don't need it. Tosa said Yehush is not a Kenyan. You need to be a Kenyan to say Gita Vyono Bayim Kachas. No. You need to be a Kenyan to say Gita Vyono Bayim Kachas. It's not a Kenyan. Yehush. Tosa the second answer says Shinui Yehush Lepad is going to, not Yehush. So how does it work for anything? What's the answer? It works to weaken the koach of the original bialim, which allows Shinui Hashem to accomplish what it needs to accomplish in order to make the machshava of the gazlan, in the case of the Mishkan Kelim, to make it a good what? To make it a good machshava. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Please get this. What Tosfos says in the second teretz, he has to deal with two tracks here, two types of cases. He's got to deal with the Mishkan Kelim, and he's got to deal with the case of Marish and Tlivinas Isle. In the case of Marsh and Tilly Lach Ayah, we're explaining there's a Maisa. So since there's a Maisa, therefore what? Shinui Hashem alone is enough. You don't need Yehush. The case of the Mishnah Kalim, the whole point is to make the Yichud of what? The Yichud of the Baal Bais, a good Yichud. So how does that work? So he says, along this Tosfos, that Yehush removes an impediment. And therefore Shinui Hashem comes into play. What do you mean? Yehush alone is nothing according to Yosef. How does it remove anything? The Teretz says, you'll tell me, keep the voting Moin Kachas. But that's not true. Tosfos said Yehush doesn't accomplish any kinyanim. In order to see Tita Vyana Mogam, it's got to be a kinyan, no. But Yehush alone is not a kinyan according to the second theorist. So how can you see Tita Vyana Mogam? So you see a second baseman in his shortstop. We'll have the love of adults. The guy's not a second baseman. Never played second base in his life. He's not a second baseman. How do you say they're a double play combination? He's never played second base. How do you tell me Yehush can continue Rishus? Yehush and Shinui Hashem are a combination to make a Kenyan. Yehush on its own is not a Kenyan. Teretz says Yehush is enough to weaken the koach of the ritual violent, which allows what? Shinui Hashem to come into play that allows the machshava of the guy to work. That's the chiddush we want to suggest in the Taisus. See, in this Taisus, it's screaming for Hesper, for Svaris. And I believe this is the Svar that we can suggest. Marish and Tlivinathal are Maisim, even though they're not your Maisim. We don't care. And that's why Tosfos had this chiddush. It's only Shinui Hashem. In the first Teretz, he didn't say this fancy thing about Yehush taking away a what? An impediment, did he? He only said that where? In the second Teretz. In the first Teretz, he said that what? Shinui Agolah can stand on its own. Shinui Katan needs Yehush. But in the first Teretz, Yehush was a means of a what? If I ask you, what's the fundamental difference between the first and second Teretz in answer regarding their perspective of the Yehush? What would you say, Zevi? I would say the first Teretz would say Yehush is a type of Kenyan. The second Teretz, Yehush is a what? Removing an impediment. That's a very, very good way of saying it. First, in the second Teretz says Yehush is not a Kenyan at all. It's just removing an impediment. To make your Shinui Hashem and your Machshava into a Machshava. That's all. First Teretz says that Yehush is a real Kenyan. This is the Bir Adavar in the Taisus. This is the beer I've never known. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out in this place. Okay? So it comes out to be a tremendous chiddush. And after it's all said and done, we started off here yesterday saying what? That Shinui Maisa was what? Shinui Maisa was stronger than what? Shinui Hashem. We said Shinui Hashem needed Yehush. Shinui Maisa stands on its own. It's the Shinui Maisa God. Yesterday we already brought that down because the Xos said that what? And I want to get this. We didn't stress it in here. Please get this down. According to the Xos, you can only have a Shinui what? You can only have a Shinui
shame.
You can only have a what? Shinui Maisa if there is a Shinui shame. You can only have a Shinui Maisa if there's a Shinui shame. According to the Xos, a Shinui shame can be alone without a Maisa. But you can only have a Shinui Maisa with the Shinui shame. So that obviously holds, we said, according to the Xos, Shinui shame is stronger. After it's all said and done, according to the second answer of our thesis, which is stronger, Shinui Shem or Shinui Maisa? Which one's stronger? Which one? Shinui Shem stands alone. Shinui Shem stands alone without even what? Without even Yehush. Okay? Now, Shinui Maisa Gadol also stands alone without Yehush, but which The Tosin Sukkah really showed it. What did Tosin Sukkah say? That Ashinu Yishen, that is Chozer, with Yeush is Kona. Ashinu Yishen, that is Chozer with Yeush is what? Is not Kona. So you see from that Tosin Sukkah, clearly that Ashinu Yishen is stronger than Ashinu Yishen, along with that Ksos. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? This is the Chiddush. That's fundamental, comes out in two Pshatim and Tosis. Okay? Real quick, Kona.
Yeah, the two answers in
Tosfos
are so similar that you can
almost
merge them.
No, that's why I said to Zevi, you cannot merge them because they have two different perspectives how to view Yeush. Yeah, the first answer is viewing Yeush is a real type of kinyan. It's just you need it to, it has to partner with what might see a dying. It has to partner with the Shinui cutting. When I say Shinui, here we're talking about Shinui Shane, Godol Shin Shane cutting. Okay? So it's viewed as a real kinyan. The second answer is not viewing it as a kinyan, just removing an impediment. That's what it means. That's a very fundamental difference. Okay? You're not viewing them as a kinyan in the second answer. He's not viewing it as a kinyan. And he lumps together, as we said, Marish and Pliv Nassan, saying that it's a Maisa. Granted, Pliv Nassan, you're not doing a Maisa, but who cares? You don't have to necessarily do a Maisa. In the first church, we have to stand on our heads and say, what is cut and what is gone? So Yossi suggests Tosin Sukkah, which I'm not so happy with. Why are we saying we're not so happy with? Because is that really Chozer? Marish is Chozer, right? You know what I mean? Marish really is Chozer. So we have to think about that. And in our Tosos, we said Rav Shurkin's chop, which is an interesting answer, which is a little bit counterintuitive, but not so counterintuitive, the guy's pointed out, excellent, Eitan, because Rashi's cleavage between the male and the dime was by Shinui Meisa. This is by Shinui Shein. And it could very well be that a Shinui Shein that is Memele is much more powerful. You don't need it a human being. It happens on its own. That's why I'm saying Marish is. I am bothered by that. Is that really Memele? I'm saying it is. Positioning it is really only Memele. Still the same board. Isn't that what the Pasuk, isn't that what the Gemara answers? That's really what the Gemara answers. The Pasuk, the prophetic vision that Yechezkel had, that the casings, and it says beams. Even though it's an edifice, it's a structure, still called beams. So what I'm saying, I think, is correct. It is in the name. Okay? This is the Mahal we have. Okay, real quick, date time. We got to go to Rosh. Yeah, go ahead.
Tosus clearly mentions the case of Hektish.
Right, but that's to remove an impediment.
But so where's the mice though? There's a mice in that case too, so why do you need to
remove the impediment? What do you mean there's a mice in that case too?
You're being Makdish, so why do you need to remove the impediment?
In Hektish, what's the case? That's what I told you in the Maskanas of Gomorrah. The Maskanas of Gomorrah, what is it?
So he's talking about a case where you're Makdish afterwards.
Yeah, and if you're talking about Hektish, how's it Chal?
Right. So it's a case not where you stole Hektish,
but that's,
where you're Makdish
but afterwards. That's not considered to be a Maisish. It's considered to be a Dibor.
Being Makdish is a Maisim.
You mean like we said in Tosus before, you mean, on Amud Beis. We said that Tosus before Amud Beis said that Hektish was considered to be what? Was considered to be a Maisim. So Eitan saying Hektish, Tosus said, Yehush is removing an impediment. After, in other words, Eitan's making a good point, but my response to you is that yes, there's no comparison to Tzlev and Nasa Isle and Marish where there is a real Maisa, okay? There is a real Maisa in those cases, whereas opposed to what? Hektish. Hektish is like the case of what? Hektish is more like the case of what? The case of the leather being made into what? The hide being made into a tray. It's minimal, it's a Dibor. Even though Tosfos did say on Samach Vav on the base, that it was considered to be more of a Maisa. I hear you. What'd you say? I don't think so. It's no longer a plat, an aisle. From the perspective of a human being not doing anything, you're right. But it's a big Maisa. It's a big change. From the perspective of Shinui's it is. So I think Eitan's making an excellent point. We should note that as well. We didn't assume here on time of Vavim and Beis that what? Hektish was considered to be a Maisa, right? Hektish was considered to be a Maisa. That's what Tosus said in this Tosus Yomas and Gozo Mishka of the Chavri. Here, in the degradations of Maisa, he's saying it's a lower type Maisa. It's a lower type Maisa. It's like the case of a high to a tray. And therefore, a high to a tray is like a lower type Maisa, and therefore, Yehush is just removing an impediment. It's an excellent horror you're pointing out. Very excellent horror. That you have to assume that this Tosus is also backing out of that. Tosus is backing on that. It's not really considered to be such a Maisa. See, Tosus just says, he look at me, it says no Sfaris. He puts Marsh and Kaliv Isle over here, and he puts Hektish in what? And the high to a tray over here. Well, what's the difference? The suggestion we're saying is Maisa. That's the difference that we're suggesting. So Eitan points out a stuli, but he said, Rebbe, we learned in Amud Beis that Hektish was considered to be a Maisa. So I'm saying Taisus is saying there are Maisas and there are Maisas. Regarding this Shtikl Torah, that Yehush is an impediment, when you're dealing with a not a Maisa, Yehush removes an impediment and allows the Kinyan to be Chal. Correct? When you're dealing with a real strong Maisa, you don't even need to remove an impediment. You follow me? You don't need to remove an impediment. And when you deal with Marish, which is a big Maisa, when you deal with what? Cleaving us out to a big Maisa, you don't need to remove any impediments. There's no need to have Yehush. By Hektish, you need to remove it. Because Hektish is not really a Maisa. The Raya is done to Dibor. I had to explain to you in Amud Beis how is Hektish considered to be a Maisa, because Dibor is a Maisa. Amir le Gavok and Mr. Hedigam. But the truth of the matter is it's not a real Maisa. It's not like putting a beam up there. It's not like a flea becoming an aisle. It's a Hektish. So therefore, you need to remove an impediment. It's not as strong. Not as strong. But it's an excellent point. Everyone's on the ball. It's an excellent point. Why Tysus breaks it down. Go ahead, JC.
We're not focusing on you, we're focusing on what actually happened. Exactly.
So you're saying from that perspective, you mean? From that perspective. He's asking good. No, Jay-Z is saying from that perspective is the change, but the change is not through a great Maisa. That's the point. Cleaving Asile is a recognizable change. A beam to a ceiling is a recognizable change. Heck, this item is the same. You're right, it's chul and it's kodesh. But from perspectives of Hilchos Maisa, it's not there.
How are you saying, man?
It's a good point. You hear what I'm saying? I think that's the answer. I'm saying a change. There's no real change.
No,
it's an esoteric change by Hektish.
Is Shinui the one who's saying?
I'm saying here that's what Tosis is saying. When do I say that Shinui Hashem alone works? I don't engage to remove an impediment when I'm dealing with a Maisa. It doesn't have to be a change, but it has to be a Maisa in action. Cleaving us is a Maisa. A beam to a ceiling is a Maisa. These things are not a Maisa. Even though on the base he said Hektish is not a Maisa. Everyone's on the ball. Excellent points. Yes, real quick. Go ahead. Because I want to just go to Rashi, and then we'll start the sugya at Sinur on Sunday. We'll go to Chumash. Okay, let's just do a quick question, then we got to go to Rashi. Go ahead. Yes. Right. Say again? Yes. You want to say they're arguing whether it's Chozel Lebriyasa or not?
Yeah.
Meaning Tosus and Sukkah, Yossi, is his suggestion. What did Tosus and Sukkah say? What did Tosus and Sukkah say? Nachamo. What's the difference between Gadol and Katan? What do you want to say? What's the difference between Gadol and Katan, we said, according to Tosus and Sukkah? Katan means it's Chozer, and Gadol means it's what? Not Chozer. So what are the two cases that Tosus lumped together? Cleaving out the house permanent, what else? Marish. So what do you want to, you want to say that the Tosus and Sukkah is working with the first answer,
right?
That what? That what? That Chozel Lebriyasa is not a problem? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? There's no such concept of Chozel Lebriyasa. That's what you want to say? That Chozel Lebriyasa is not an issue. So the difference between Katan and Gadol is whether it's Chozel Lebriyasa or not. And somehow you're saying that the first answer doesn't care about Chozel Lebriyasa. But Tosus, in his own definition, is creating Chozel Lebriyasa like I cut him and got him. You understand what I'm saying? And the Gemara in the second answer brings it up. So what Tosus is saying is that I'm ignoring the second answer. Then if it's arguing, then there's no concept of Chozel Lebriyasa. So why? What's the question dividing up cut and got between Chozel Lebriyasa or not? You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Let's go to Rashi now. Okay? Let's look at Reb Zera. Yossi, Bongi Asman, a very good, excellent reading of the Tosis, okay? Go ahead, Yossi. Reb Zera, go ahead. Read the Rashi slow. Go ahead. Reb Zera Amar. But if it's a hide, it's no longer, if it's a tray, it's no longer called a what? A hide, correct? That's considered to be what? Permanent. What does Rashi say? Rashi says a tray from a hide is a shinui shen that's eino chozer. The Meiri says the same thing. A tray or table is permanent. You got that? Please get that down. Rashi says a beferish is a shinui shen that's not chozer. Correct? That's how he's answering the kasha. Marish is what? Is a shinui that's chozer libriyoso. Because you can always go back. You can take it off the ceiling and make it a beam again. But Yosef Chaim, what is the answer of a tray? Tray is a permanent change. What does our Tosin Sukkah say? Rabbi Kivager notes it. You see, Rabbi Kivager says, look in the Tosin Sukkah and Daflamin. What does Tosin Sukkah say? Now, what is in its book? What is in its book? What is in its book? A Shinui HaChozer. Tosus argues in Sukkah on this Rashi. And in Anamiri. And Tosu says in its book, a Shinui Hashem Chozer. Why is it Kona? Why is it Kona? Because it's Kona, because it has with it Yeyush. It has with it Yeyush. It has with it Yeyush. Lefizet. So why is the Shinui Hashem Chozer Koni with Yeyush? So why is Marish not Kona, Yossi? Why is Marish not Kona? No, you answer me. Why didn't he take on a Shashavit? Because there's no Yeyush. Excellent, Zevi. Put together Tosin Sukkah with our Tosfos. What does our Rashi say why Itzpah is a good kinyan? Because it's a Shinui Hashem that is not Chozer. Rashi and the Miri say that. What does Tosin say in Sukkah? It's a Shinui Hashem that is Chozer. So why is it Kona? Mishkan Kalin? Because why? It's a Shinui Hashem with Yeyush. So why is Marish not Kona? Why do you have to come in the Kamesh Hashavim? Because it was not Yeyush. There was no Yeyush. There was no Yeyush. There was no Yeyush. And that's the Chiddush that Tosfos is bringing out. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos is bringing out. Okay? That's the Chiddush that Tosfos wants to say. Okay? That's the Tosfos. Now, Lefizeh, please get this 1 second. Lefi Rashi now, let me ask you. Why do you need Yeyush with Shinui Hashem? Why do you need Yeyush with Shinui Hashem? Mishnah says Rav Shimon and Rabbanan argue, when is there Yeyush? Why is that? Why do you need it? What would you say? No, because you need it because why? Well, the Mishnah is talking about it's what? Not Chozer. So why do you need Yeyush plus Shinui Hashem? Because, exactly, you need in order for the Shinui Hashem to be Chal, you need the Yeyush. Whether it's Kitav Yodom Boin Kachas, or whether it's what it weakens the what? It weakens the Koch of the original Baal in order for Shinui Hashem to be Chal. That's why, according to Rashi, you need both. No, according to Rashi, what did he explain in the Mishnah? Talking about its book? What is it? It's a Shinui that is Eino Chozer. So let me ask you then, Yossi, so why do you need Yeyush plus Shinui Hashem? Let Shinui Hashem be sufficient, right? The answer is either Git of Yonam One Kachas, or you need the Yeyush to remove the Koya of the original Bible in order for Shinui Hashem to come in, like the stifle. You gotta flesh it out like that. No, because why? Oh, regarding that point, so 1 second. So why, Yeshua explains, why didn't Rashi explain like Tosin Sukkah? Why didn't our Tosin say like Tosin Sukkah? What did Tosin Sukkah say? What did Tosin Sukkah say in the case of Itzpah was? The Bnei Yeshua explains, why did Rashi not say like the Tosin Sukkah? What did Tosin say in Sukkah that Itzpah was what? That it was Shinui what? Shinui Chozer with what? With Yeyush. What did Rashi say? It was Shinui what? Shinui Eino Chozer, but also with Yeyush, correct? Again, Nachamo. If I ask you, what is Itzpah? What's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosin Sukkah? We're assuming our Tosin agrees with Tosin Sukkah. How do you explain Itzpah? What does Rashi say? Shinui Eino Chozer with Yeyush. What does Tosin say in Sukkah? It was a Shinui Chozer with Yeyush. What's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosin? Pnei Yeshua says, why does Rashi not hold like Tosos? Because you know why? Because Rashi held like the Havamina of the Tosos that Stam Marish is what? Is after Yeyush. And therefore you're not Kona. You're not Kona with the Shinui HaChozer. It's not Kona with Yeyush. And Tosos holds with the Maskana that what? That there was no Yeyush by what? What does Tosos hold with the Maskana? That there was no Yeyush. Lefi what? Legabe the case of Marish. But Rashi was holding like the Havamina that there was Yeush. And therefore what? Yeush is not going to be good with Shinu HaKosar. It's not Kona with Shinu HaKosar. That's why Rashi stood on his head, Michael, and said what? That Ishmael was talking about what? Shinu HaKosar. Please get it down again. No problem. Rashi holds Ishmael Shinu HaKosar with Yeush. Tosus and Sukkah says that Shinu HaKosar with Yeush. Why does Rashi not want to side with Tosos? Because he understood, like, the beginning of our Tosos. You read so beautifully, Jeremy, that he thought the Mishnah Gittin was talking about what? Yeush as well. So Shinui HaKosar with Yeush is never what? According to Rashi, is never Kona. Therefore, Rashi had to stand on his head and say, the Shinui that was what? That was Eino HaKosar. Tosos would respond to Rashi, no! Lefina Maskona, the Mishnah Gittin is not talking about what? Yeush. If the Mishnah Gittin is not talking about Yeush, you have no proof. And it could very well be, Tosa says, that Yeush works with what? Shinui what? HaKosar. That's the Chesed of the Gemara. Shinui works with Shinui HaKosar. Yeush works with Shinui HaKosar. Tosa says, you have no proof. See, Rashi said, you cannot have Shinui HaKosar work with Yeush. Because why, Yossi? You tell me why. Because why? What did the Gemara hold? The Gemara says Takanas HaShavim in the Mishnah. If Shinui HaKosar works with Yeush, why do you need what? Takanas HaShavim. So obviously Rashi understood that the Mishnah was talking about Yeush. So that's why Rashi stands on the sentence and says, it was good because why? Because not a Shinui HaKosar, it's a Shinui Yeush. You ain't no closer with Yeush. So I'm going to write it down. Then we got to go to close. Please get it. Hitzpah. Rashi Lafi is the Maskana is Shinui, Eino, Choser, Vigam, Yeush. The Gan Yeush. Why? Because Yeush takes away the call of the violin to allow Shinu Eino Choser to work. Or you say, get the Vyono Boy Kakas. One and two shots. How did Rashi know this? Because he looked at the Mishnah by Marsh. The Mishnah by Marsh, Rashi assumed, get this down, was talking about Yeush, like the first line of Tosos. If it was talking about Yeush, then why do you need to cut us a shovel? So it must be that Yeush, he understood. And Shinui that what? And Shinui that was Choser, because that's Shinui HaKosar, Marish is Choser, right? Shinui and Shinui HaKosar and Yeush is not good. So Rashi stands on his head and says, Itzma must be Shinui, ain't no Choser, and Yeush it works. Tosfos says, no, you have no proof in that Mishnah, because Tosfos Fikifishi talks on the Maskana of the Gemara, Josh, the Mishnah Gittin is not talking about Yeush, right? So the Mishnah not talking about Yeush doesn't shed any light on anything. So Tosfos argues and says himself, in Sukkah, and also our Tosfos would agree with Shitaso, that Itzpa is Kona with what? Shinui, that is what? Shinui, that is what? Choser. The Gam Yeush. That's the Mishnah Kalim. Said the Pharisees, you can't deny Yeush. That's the case. That's the answer. That's the answer. And the elucidation of it is later. You got to go to Chumash. The elucidation of it is that what role does Yeush play? What role does Yeush play over there? What role does Yeush play over there according to Tosa Shita Bayas, what's the pshat? According to Tosa Shita Bayas, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that happens, that takes place? Since it's not such a strong maisa that you do with what it's book, not a strong maisa, we said, it's just a machshava, then Yeush can just remove an impediment and allows the Shinui what? It allows that chiddush of what of Shinui HaKosar for it to work. That's what Tosfos really wants to say in the Sefer Sukkah. Okay. If you put together Tosfos and Sukkah with our Tosfos, Shinui Hashem Levadas Kona, any type of Shinui Hashem, even a Shinui Hashem that's Chosarable. You follow me, Yossi? If you put together Tosfos and Sukkah with our Tosfos, in the second answer, Shinui Hashem on its own is Kona with our Yeush. That's even a Shinui Hashem that's Chosarable. Okay. That's even Shinui Hashem that what? Shinui Hashem that what? You need to have Yeush to remove an impediment. That's what Artosis... What did Artosis say in the second answer? Shinui Hashem on its own is Kona without Yeush. What type of Shinui Hashem? What type of Shinui Hashem is Kona without Yeush? where there's a mice, like by Marish, like by what? Cleave in that aisle. By it, where there is no mice. So therefore you need Yehush to remove an impediment for it to work. So if you put together that Tosis by us, Tosis Sufi says, a Shinui HaChozer with Yehush will get the job done. And that's what Tosis said. And it works out well because the Mishnah Gittin never was talking about Yehush. Rashi assumed the Mishnah Gittin was talking about Yehush. So bottom line is, you have a Machlokish Rashi and Tosis Sufi, why is it becoming? That's the bottom line. And that's the Chiddush that we're working on. And if you put it together, our Tosis developed two Tirutzim. And in the second Tirutz, you know, I'm going to write down, Shinu Hashem Mavadis Kodobu Yehush, Kashir Yesh Maisa. Which is what? Which is leaving out the aisle. And what else? Marish. Achein, Kashir Yesh Yirach Yichud. When there's just Yichud, like the case of the stealing of the Kalim, then what do you need? Then what do you need? Then you need Yehush to get rid of the impediment, to weaken the bottom. Yehush Shari. La-Rose. Koach, violent. Ba'az, Shinu Hashem is calling. Ba'az, Shinu Hashem is calling. That's how you complete the picture. You got me, Chaim? That's how you complete the picture. Okay? That's the Chiddush we're bringing out in this Tosis, plus with the Tyson Sukkah. And it goes well with the Shackle of the Tari. Was there Yehush on that mission or not? Rashi held that there was. If there was Yehush on that mission, then it said the Feirush. Yehush plus what? Yehush plus Shinui Achozer is not Kona. So Rashi says, I'm in trouble for Yitzvah. That's why the Shinui Eno Chozer by Yitzvah. If the Shinui Eno Chozer plus Yehush makes it Kona. And it's not. The Hide goes to Trey. It's Eno Chozer. It doesn't go back to being a Hide. Tosis will say the Yitzvah is what is considered to be a Shinui Achozer, which is a bit of a Chiddush. It's a Shinui Hashem Chozer. It's a bit of a Chiddush why you would say that. No, why would you say that? Yitzvah goes from a high to a tray. Why would you say that that's a Shinu HaKozer? That's what Tosis writes in Sukkah, though. That's what Tosis writes in Sukkah. Okay, it's a Chiddush. You'd ask me, I would have said more like Rashi. That's a Shinu HaKozer. Never going to go back to be calling a high. I guess you could. You could use it as a mat. Why not? Okay. Very good. Chazer the soul. Okay, it's not that hard. You just got a Chazer. That's a Tosis. Some Tosis are screaming for his band. This is one of the Tosis. Make this Chilukim doesn't say smartest. Please, Chazer, though. Okay, we got to go to Chumash. Late. Oh, let's go to Chumash. Okay. Why on earth was there olives? I thought the whole world was destroyed by the Babel. Says the Pardes Yosef, everything was corrupt. The creatures, everything was grafted. Yushalmi writes in Kilayim that the only thing that cannot be grafted in the world is saplings of olives. A graft doesn't take hold. That's why we say in Vitein Lecha, Banecha Kishtile Zeisim. We pray to Hashem that Hashem should bless us like saplings of olives. Why? That there should be never any intermarriage. We should not be grafted with any other non-Jews. You follow me? That's why we say Banecha Kishtile Zeisim. And that's why it wasn't destroyed, because that was the only one that was not corrupt and became grafted. Oh. Now this leads us to the following. We all know Rashi quotes the famous Medrash Yesh Dorshin L'Shvach Yesh Dorshin L'Gnad. Sadiq Tomim Hoya B'Doyrosa. Sadiq Tomim Hoya B'Doyrosa. Was it what? In any door or only in the door of what? His door. If you would have been in Avraham Avinu's door, he would not have been a Sadiq. That's L'Gnad. First day is L'Shvach. The Pardes Yosef points out this is L'Shish Toso with a machlekes later about how to define the word Sohar. What is Sohar?
Window or a stone.
Was Sohar a window or a pearl that illuminated the table? He says, L'shitoso. No one can ever look at the destruction of other people if you're not saved by on your own. Lot's wife could not what? But Lot could not look at the destruction of the rest of the stone because he was only saved by Schus Avram Avinu. Therefore, he could not look at the destruction of others. If Noach was a tzaddik in any door, then that shita holds chalom. He could look at the destruction of the world because he would have been saved on his own right. If he would not have been a tzaddik around Avraham Avinu's door, then the definition of tzohar is what? A pearl. Because you cannot look at the destruction of others. That's how he wants to say to the shita. So it's a beautiful job. Oh. Now what this means is the following to us. The Ramban explains that a tzaddik is different than a tzaddik tamim. How? A tzaddik tamim is someone that what is saved even if Hashem would have judged someone with midas adin. A regular tzaddik is someone that's saved only with midas harachem. And therefore, when Hashem was speaking to Noach directly, he only called him ish tzaddik, because why? He only say partial praise in front of someone. He would never say tzaddik tamim. Never would say tzaddik tamim. Oh, that's one pshat. But there is a pshat from the Mor v'Shemesh. It says a beautiful pshat. Pumfakir. He says the following. He says that a tzaddik is a higher level than a tzaddik tamim. Pumfakir. It's not going with the first pshat he said. He says that a tzaddik tamim only deals with what is very tamimistic. It's very tamimistic. And he would not be able to accomplish changing the generation to do good. A tzaddik, though, is a tzaddik that can speak to people on their wavelength. And therefore, Noah, in essence, was a tzaddik, and then he became a what? He was really a tzaddik tamim. Why was he a tzaddik tamim? Because what did he start doing with the people? He started yelling at them, what are you guys doing of what is our for? It's a useless. It's nothing. The Gemara comments in Sanhedrin that really, what was their avera? What leads to Avodah Zarah? Gilui Arayis. That's the reason why people do Avodah Zarah, because they don't want to have any rules. So therefore it leads them to do Gilui Arayis. He should have been giving them Musar and Gilui Arayis. He didn't chap it. He didn't understand the essence of what their problem was. When we deal with people in life, you have to understand where people are at. And where people are at is the way you have to speak to them. If you don't speak to them, you will not be matzliach and try to change them. And this was the essence of his what? Of his failure. The Meshech Chochma explains that what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noah? Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish, what? Mitzri, and he ended up being an Ish Elohim. Noah began an Ish Tzaddik, he ends up in the end of the parsha Ish Adama. Because they had two ways of Avodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole life was devoted to Klal Yisrael. He developed to be an Ish Mitzri, to be an Ish Elohim. Noah was considered only what? Was really only interested in what? In bettering himself only. He would have thought about the door more. He would have spoken under Madrega. Would have given the Musar about Kibi Arias. What does the Navi Nahaftorah call the Mabel? Ney Noach. He was the only guy that survived. Why would you call it Ney Noach? Because he was not willing to what? To look to the other people to see what they needed. And that was a terrible, terrible affair. That's what the Mor v'Shemesh is driving at. And the truth is, this is what we assume was the problem with Noach. Noach did not have enough confidence in himself to think that he could change the world. We find that Noach was Makatne Amona. What do you mean he was Makatne Amona? What is Makatne Amona? Makatne Amona means not that he had a lack of emunah and bitachon in Hashem. What does it mean? What does it mean? He didn't have enough what? Strength in himself. He had no self-esteem, exactly. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says, Vayigbal libo b'darkei Hashem. You must lift up your heart to walk in the ways of Hashem. He did not have that. And since he did not have that, he was what? He was considered to be what? He was considered to be lost. And that's where Yaakov Kamenetsky says, Yesh Dorshin Lignai. What do you mean Yesh Dorshin Lignai? Why would anyone want to be Dorshin Lignai? Because the pshat is that what? Is that he didn't see the issue that was what emerging from the people. What was the problem in the person? That was the problem. That's why Noah was what? Was not successful. And the truth is, this time period was muzuman for Kabbalah Sateri. The Midrashim seem to say Hashem, 40 days was up with Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 days was the flood. He really wanted to give the Torah this time. It was ready. The door also didn't think they were ready. It was a problem with Noah, it was a problem with the door themselves. They were not ready to step up to the plate and say, now we're ready to become the Torah. When you have to have to show the confidence and want to grow in Avodas Hashem. You have to want to have that confidence. You have to have that confidence. It's the same thing the Maharashtra says in the Gemara Gittin, in the Tisha B'Av Mors. Zechariah ben Avkulus did not stand up and pass in. He was the Galador to say we should allow this korban to be makrit. He should have said, "Eis lasos l'Hashem," says the Maharashtra, Pshat and Rashi. There are times that you have to realize the competency you need to be able to want to make the psak. Oh. And that was the issue of what? With Noah. He did not have the courage in himself. He didn't have the courage in the people. The people didn't have the courage in themselves either. It was Masuga for Kabbalah Satsayr. That's the Yesh Dorsh went down. Why Dorsh went down? Because we learned a tremendous Musra Haskell from Noah. I want to just close with some Musra Haskell we learned from the Migdal Babel as well. Migdal Babel, we find an amazing Kiddush. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar writes, when they were building the Migdal, a guy would die and they wouldn't even notice him. A guy would have a heart attack while they were building, a guy wouldn't even be noticed. Because they were building this Migdal. There's one of the problems of the Dor HaFlagah was they didn't realize the value of the human being. And that was issue really linked with Noah. He didn't value the value of each other. The koyach, the godless other. And to the degree that they were so interested in building their object, that what? They didn't realize that guy would die. Moreover, points out the Drush Saran, you see how powerful Achdus is. You see how powerful Achdus is. They were willing to build what? Build a Migdal Hashem against Hashem. You see that Achdus can be Matzliach, even a rebel against Hashem. How much worse in the realm of Mitzvahs, how the power of Achdus can be. That's another message you hear from what Migdal Babel. And lastly, Hashem gave them one opportunity to do tshuva. Va'atah is a lashon of tshuva, and they said no. Tshuva can wipe away everything. Before they were destroyed, Hashem gave them the opportunity to do tshuva. In one moment, they could have had the slate wiped clean. And they refused to engage in it. Those are three messages you learn from one Migdal Babel. Number one, the achdus. Number two, the value of adam. And number three, the ability to wipe the slate clean. We have to know the notion of godless Adam. Your potential, your koch, and the potential of others. Never to minimize. Because great things could have happened. We could have Kabbalah Satorah right then and there. And let's close with the following. Everyone knows that famous medrash that the lion bit him. Right? He came late. You know what the word is? The beginning of Shulchan Aruch says, Miskaber Ka'ari, get up like a lion. Noach didn't have that. Noach didn't have the notion of getting up like a lion to try to what influence his door, to try to say, I'm on that madrega to do it. He was the antithesis of Miskaber Ka'ari, and Mida Kenega Mida, the lion bites him. It's not just a story in the books for the kids, because the lion bit him, and the lion was saying, you missed the whole boat. You'd have been like an Ari, we could have gotten the tiger. Everyone have a good shot. Skies are over, okay? Skies are over. And we'll continue with Sinur on Sunday with Halakha from the Parsha. Yeah.
Yeah. I
thought it
was
so
nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
I
really thought it was no, that was great. Right up. Okay. Your brother's working? Yeah, go ahead.
I thought maybe the difference is that when
do
you need a
I want an article suitor. Yeah, go ahead.